The rebels seem to have ousted Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, but there are hurdles to clear before the country has a new government that can actually run the country for the people. Libya does have oil and gas and a small population, so it may be better positioned for economic success than its revolutionary neighbors, Egypt and Tunisia. But the question remains, will a new Libya be able to capitalize on those resources? The BBC's Paul Moss took a look.
It must rate as one of the most important summits ever to take place in a tent. The year was 2004, and Tony Blair dropped in on Colonel Gaddafi's desert residence for a surprising bilateral love-in.
If I'd said to you a few years ago that Libya voluntarily would own up to and then start to dismantle nuclear and chemical weapons programs, I think you would have said I was slightly naive, but that is actually what has been happening.
He may have been talking WMD, but Tony Blair's entourage was focused on business. Soon, construction companies, makers of weapons, and of course oil firms followed in his wake. But in fact, the bonanza they hoped for never materialised.
They were all there, many of them signed contracts, many of them have been exploring for oil and gas, and the discoveries have frankly been disappointing.
Julian Lee is senior analyst at the Centre for Global Energy Studies. He fears similar disappointment for those who still hope that Libya can be saved by its precious natural resource.
There has always been, I think, an assumption that there remains an awful lot of oil and gas still to be found in Libya. But people haven't found it over the last 5 years or so when exploration began to pick up again. And I think it's important not to get carried away.
There is a precedent here. When the US and its allies attacked Iraq, they hoped a new nation would emerge, funded in part by rising income from oil. In fact, it took 6 years just for production to get back to the level it was before the war. But also, there are still arguments in Iraq over the oil contracts that were drawn up. And Brendan O'Donnell from the campaign organisation Global Witness warns that Libya faces a similar peril.
What we need to ensure is that a new government is elected before new oil deals are signed. The laws and the legal infrastructure, if those aren't in place, poor deals could be signed, which sign away the future oil wealth, if you like, of the country.
Even as the bullets were still flying round Tripoli, Italy's government was nervously asking if its existing oil deals would still be honoured. And there had been speculation that China and Russia would be shut out because they failed to support the Libyan uprising. Britain and France, it was thought, might be rewarded instead. But rebel government spokesman Ahmed Jahani implied there'd be no such upsets.
All lawful contracts will be honoured, whether they are in the oil and gas complex or in the contracting. At the moment, it is not like for this government to decide whether they will be revoking any contract.
The Gaddafi regime stashed an estimated $100 billion around the world, and the US promised to help get that released to the new Libyan government. It sounds easy, given that most nations want to hand the money over. But Alan Baccarese is a lawyer who specialises in asset recovery, and he says that recent historical examples suggest a long path ahead.
The Philippines and the attempts to repatriate the Marcos billions have been going on for 23, 24 years now. When Sani Abacha, the president of Nigeria, died in 1999, the process to try and return or repatriate to the proceeds of his corrupt activity has taken now 11, 12 years. Long drawn out legal challenges by Gaddafi, by his family. You have to measure these legal processes in years rather than weeks or months.
Oil, gas, dollars in the bank, they all mark a possible basis for future prosperity. But there is another national asset on which Libyans seem to pride themselves, a natural ability, they claim, for trade and commerce. Anwar Suad is a young London-based Libyan just starting a fashion label. Now, she says, she can launch her label back home.
Many Libyans will return to Libya, and those who are already there will start a business with confidence. It's just feeling that we really want to make a new Libya. We want to put Libya on the map for the right reasons.
That report from the BBC's Paul Moss. So if, as it seems, Muammar Gaddafi has fallen in Libya, is Syrian President Bashar Assad next? And to get there, will protesters in Syria take up weapons as rebels did in Libya? That's next, here and now.